Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and Steve Mech. BTech Smith and Steve Mech, you are now entering the Megacast. The Megacast.
What's going on, D. Ted Smith?
What up, Steve?
Oh, not much. Just living. Surviving.
Yeah, man.
In this crazy rat race that we call life.
It's crazy out there in the streets, son.
It's tough, man.
It's crazy.
They'll chew you up and spit you out.
They will. Streets are dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, I can't laugh, man.
Are you hurting?
Yes.
What? Did somebody hit you in the chest?
No. Well, let's just say I won't be doing push-ups today with you, Ted Smith.
What happened?
On Monday.
You don't have to say.
No, because you're going to laugh. Let's just say the locker guy might have gotten the last laugh.
You fought the locker dude?
No.
Oh, Steve, how did you get in a fight and not call me?
Wouldn't that be great if I got into a fight with the locker guy?
Jesus.
We just had it, man. He took a steel chair to my back, and I can't bend it now, man.
Right. Like, dude, turn these off. We're going back down.
Let's
there.
Go down there right now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now. We kill him.
Take a boot off to his head.
We don't even beat him up. We just kill him. You'll see us on the 5 o'clock news.
Yeah.
It's okay, Mega Family. We'll be back in 12 to 15 years. Yeah. I'm not sure if they have podcast opportunities behind bars, but if they do, you know D. Ted Smith and I will be doing it.
Yeah, man.
No, dude, it's so
stupid.
We
ain't doing no dub. We'll be out of the dime.
So, you know, I'm going in the gym every day as much as I possibly can, and I'm trying to incorporate more weight training and things like that. Just get in better shape.
All right.
My wife laughs. She's like, you've been playing hockey forever since I've known you. You never get hurt. Maybe every once in a while you kind of hurt yourself a little bit, pull something. But you never. Now all of a sudden that you're on like this health kick, you hurt yourself way more than you ever have before. Whether it be wrestling now, whether it be working
out. Well, I think wrestling is a different option than lifting weights.
I agree.
It's feasible that you would get hurt more wrestling.
I mean, call me crazy, but throwing yourself down on a mat that's just a bunch of wood boards with a little thin layer of like foam could potentially hurt you from time to time.
Correct.
So I was deciding I'm going to start doing some deadlifts, you know, and just do that kind of stuff. And so I'm doing it good. I've been doing it for a while now. I've been like slowly building up the amount of weight that I could do and all that and all different things, chest press, arms, and now leg press as well. I've been like really pushing myself, like whatever weight that I'm at, I try and go a little bit heavier. So I'm doing it. I'm feeling good. I had a great cardio. About 45 minutes. I watch wrestling when I do cardio. It just flies by.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good, Ted. And we'll get to push-ups in a second, but I need to preface it because I won't be doing the push-ups because I could barely bend over right now. So I'm doing the dead weights or the deadlifts, and I'm feeling good about it. I'm like, yeah, got it. Did three sets. I'm like, you know, I could do one more. And that's always famous last words.
Yep.
So I'm getting ready to put it down to get ready to like take a break. And as I'm putting it down, I look over into the mirror and see over my shoulder the locker guy. And I just kind of laugh to myself. He's not like hovering over me. He's just getting ready to do whatever he's doing right by where I am. And every time I see him, I'm always like trying to get my phone out so I could get a picture to send it to Sid. So because she keeps asking me what this guy looks like. And I can't really describe him. I mean, he just looks like a guy. So, and I don't want to be the guy taking pictures of other people at the gym, but I'm trying to find a covert way to take the pictures. So like, oh, I better put my weights down so I can take a picture of the guy, you know? Well, at that moment, I stop my form and I hunch my back as I'm putting it down and I feel a pop in my lower back. Mother effing locker guy, man. I'm telling you, he's going to be the death of me.
So you got to be in excruciating pain right now.
Today's better. Tuesday was Monday. So the pop happens and I'm like, you know what? Because at first I'm like, I feel fine. Am I just like kind of like, you know how you pop your neck or you pop like your back, like you hear that little... I thought, maybe it's that. No big deal. And I, you know, I'll keep working out. As soon as I sit down on the chest press thing, I'm like, no, I'm done working out. I kind of feel this starting to hurt. So I go into the locker room, change, take a shower, get in the car. And that's, of course, the 45 to an hour minute drive home killed me. So I park. I'm feeling fine sitting. Like sitting, I feel 100% great. I try and get out of the car. I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm 90 years old with a broken back. And then the rest of the night, I'm doing ice, and then I'm taking a bath. I'm icing it. Then I'm putting Icy Hot on it. I'm doing everything I can. I'm like, because all I'm thinking is I have a freaking show to play on Saturday. And of course, this is when I throw my back out. The show I've been looking forward to since the minute we created this Bruiser Brody band, and that's at Studio 7. So I test it out by going on my electronic kit, and I start playing the drums. Sitting down, I was like, I got this. I might have to convince my bandmates to carry my drums, but I could actually play. That made me feel a little bit better. Yesterday was a little bit better. There were moments. I had band practice last night, felt pretty good. Today's still a little, going to a chiropractor today just to see if he could help out a little bit.
All right, nice.
Speed up the process because, my back's against the wall. I got to perform.
Yeah,
man.
Huge
show. Studio 7.
It's called Migs Fest. You're Steve Migs.
Right. The whole time I'm thinking, am I going to have to hit up my buddy Richie? You know, Richie from Thunderbeast, incredible drummer. I'm like, do I need to call Richie and see if maybe he could fill in for me for Migs Fest? Will he be willing to shave his long hair? Probably not.
God.
He'll probably fill in for me, but he wouldn't shave his long hair for me. Well, maybe he would. We're friends. If he cared about me, he would.
Does he care?
I don't think he does.
I don't think he cares enough to shave his head.
It's time that he shaves his head regardless, if he cared. No, so I'm an idiot. Dude, I just looked over and I'm like, oh, go get a picture. And I hunched my back. Like, you know, I'm like totally sucking in the core, all that crap, doing it the proper way. And of course, famous last words, one more set won't be a problem. Then stupid locker guy. It's his fault.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough thing with deadlifts. Yeah. Great exercise, but you have to do them.
100% right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I tell my wife, she laughs at me. She goes, do I need to show you how to do deadlifts? I'm like, I've been doing them just fine.
All right, well, yeah.
So you're on your own today.
All right. Yeah.
And it sucks because today's music that I was going to play for our...
Is this you drumming?
Yes. And I was really excited to do push-ups to my own music, but now I'm...
Now you're not.
Now I'm just going to have to awkwardly watch Ted do push-ups to my music. It's like him having sex with my wife, and I have to watch.
Yeah.
No, it's not anything like that, actually.
I was like, just like that,
no,
Steve.
No, it's not like that. Because what is it? Then that would mean that if I'm having sex with my wife, it's cool that you have sex with my wife, too, so long as I'm having sex with my wife?
No, I just mean, for me, this isn't like that at all. One option is me having sex with your hot wife. One option is me just exercising and you watching.
Well, clearly we're doing the better of the two, right?
For you?
Yes. Ow.
Oh, sorry. I can't tell now if you're laughing or in pain laughing.
A little bit of both. All right, let's get the heart rates and the blood pumping and the brain
functioning.
Because I need to get my brain functioning. All right, Ted, you're going to get 10 to the sweet sounds of Bruiser Brody.
Take a minute, take a day.
I bet this drummer's great. Can't wait for him to kick in.
Yes, he's pretty awesome. Playing Studio 7 this Saturday. Go to studio7.us to buy tickets.
One, two,
you got it. Three, four. You can do this.
Five, six,
push it through.
Eight,
two more.
Nine,
yeah.
Don't go there on your own.
That's what we do during wrestling practice when someone's like, you aren't struggling, but if someone's struggling doing something, we're like, you got this. Just a couple more. Hit those ropes.
I don't know why that feels so awkward with you over top of me.
Well, you know what's even more awkward is me watching you do push-ups as people in the other room are watching me watching you do push-ups.
Yeah, that makes sense. Those guys are doing a podcast.
Why is the one guy just hovering over the other guy as he does push-ups?
He's just there for encouragement. Like, I could tell. The encouragement guy's in better shape. That's why he's helping the chubby guy.
Clearly, the other guy must have done something to upset the other guy. He's making him get 10.
He's got that bastard on the quarter deck.
Well, man, Ted, I'm really bummed that you're going to be there for this big Migs Fest celebration this Saturday.
Yeah, the podcast is abandoning you.
Fully.
Yeah.
I know. The one guy who's like the champion of local music at KISW is even blowing me off.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
MCTP, the overnight sensation. He's legit bummed he's missing it.
I know. I talked to him one morning and he's just like, man, a while back, Ted hit me up saying, hey, would you like to fill in for me at
Cageport?
And he's like, oh, absolutely. This would be the greatest thing ever. And I was so excited. And then I found out that Migs Fest is on the same night. And I was so disappointed. I'm like, I'm sorry, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, legit, he is bummed he's missing it.
Yeah.
I mean, so am I.
I am bummed that you won't be there. It seems like a lot of guys. Thrill just told me he's coming.
Oh, no kidding.
Danny V from our show. Maybe Castle, maybe Hair Club. Yeah, it's going to be It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
I'm looking
man.
Forward to it, man. Shout out to Levi Lion and Lion Pride Music. They're going to be picking me up.
Oh, what up, Rich?
Yep, Rich is coming.
That's
going to be cool. So you know I'm getting wasted.
Yeah.
It's my birthday party.
Yeah, I hope you got a bus.
I hope I get so wasted I forget that my back hurts.
Tech Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
This TED Talk, very specific for Seattle residents and around the area.
Don't bend over when doing deadlifts.
No. But Seattle residents, mostly male, maybe some female residents. The Seahawks have a bye this week. Do something nice with your girlfriend or wife.
Good call.
If you're the crazy one in the relationship, do something nice about football. I'm looking at some of you on Twitter. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Then go do something nice with your boyfriend or husband. But it's the bye week. Go pick that stupid pumpkin. Go do something nice with him.
You're right. It's perfect timing.
Yes.
To pick a pumpkin. Pumpkin carving, making pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
Make a whole day out of it. You don't need to watch all those other football games.
That's what I'm saying, man. I know that sounds bad, but let's just talk about it the way it is. People love NFL football.
Yep.
They watch it every Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's the bye week. It's the fall. Go do something nice with your partner.
It's the perfect time. It's before Halloween. You're right. Pumpkin patch, corn maze.
Yeah, I'm
all
glad
that
you're
stuff.
A pumpkin patch guy.
I love them, dude.
I
love them.
Is it because we're city dudes?
I don't know, man. I love pumpkin seeds. So any chance to get the thing that would make me have pumpkin seeds, like homemade pumpkin seeds, I'm in.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. When I was a kid, like, you just went somewhere and got pumpkins, but it wasn't like farms like we have out here.
Right. You'd go to like the store.
Yeah.
Here, you go and actually go into a field where they've already pulled them out, granted, but they're there in the pumpkin patch, and you get a wheelbarrow. Maris Farms is doing it up big this year. They've got a pumpkin washing station.
Wow.
It's got water running, a little scrub brush.
They like a golf ball.
Yeah, but for a giant pumpkin.
Nice.
It's freaking great. Best part, too, you'll love this because it's a guy you work with, and I think you'll get a good chuckle out of this. In fact, I wish I would have grabbed Thrill when he walked by.
Oh, are we talking about last place Thrill?
Oh, Thrill's pig sucks, yeah.
His pig is terrible.
How about mine won 5 of 6 races over the weekend.
Dude, your pig's been in like 8 races and has 8 points. I was literally just looking at the standings.
Last year, my pig sucked. So
right.
You know what? My pig was a rookie, didn't know what it was doing, spent the offseason working out.
Attaboy.
Running.
Deadlifts.
Lots of deadlifts. No problem with them. Back is fine. Legs are working. Snout is solid.
Mm-hmm.
So this little Miggy, I think that's his name. Yeah, this little Miggy is dominating this year. Well, I did not know that Thrill had a pig named after him as well.
Yeah.
So when we got there, we're like, oh, let's go check out the pigs because we already missed the last pig race was at like 4 and we were busy shooting apples out of a cannon, which I mean.
Awesome.
Ted.
Now you're shooting apples? I thought you could only shoot the zombies.
Well, now they don't do the zombies in the school bus where you drive around and zombies are walking around. Now they have a specified room.
They don't have that anymore?
They have a room that has a bunch of paintball guns set up, and you walk in there, and there are zombies walking around in this room. Not as many, but it's a little bit more controlled chaos, which is good. But we went with Sid's friends, and her friend's husband is a military guy. Well, that dude has great aim.
I bet.
To the point where the zombie just decided to hide from us.
Oh,
dude, he was crushing the guy right in the forehead. I mean, he had a mask on, but I would imagine it's still annoying.
It still hurts.
Right. And I'm like, hey, man, maybe you should tone down on crushing the guy in the head. He's like, this is fun. I'm like, yeah, I don't blame you. I can't. And of course, I'm missing every shot on the zombie. I'm like going left. I'm going right. I think I hit him in the hand once, and that's about
it. Yeah, the sights on those things aren't the best either, Steve. So
no.
I'm sure they had a big part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the same training. If I trained every day like he does, I mean, yeah, I'd be totally golden. But in addition to that, now they have a cannon outside that has a bunch of targets, and you just load it with an apple, and you just shoot that mother effer. It's awesome.
I'm in. And they still have the big long maze, right? Or the big long haunted...
They have the haunted woods.
Yes.
Still have that. We didn't do that because we went during the day.
All right.
But they have the big maze. They also have a monster truck that will just drive you around in the dirt.
No kidding.
It's truly the best.
Maris Farms is awesome.
They dominate. I mean, I hear stories of other haunted and corn mazes and pumpkin patches, and they all sound great. I mean, you can't go wrong. It's fun. But they really go next level.
They do.
Mm-hmm. And they got the pig races. So I go in there, and I see they got the radio pigs. So it's like mine, and I think Eric Powers has got a pig, and Thrill's got a pig. And so I'm looking at all of them, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And there's 4 pigs.
There's somebody else, too.
Randy.
Randy.
Randy's got one. Yeah.
Randy Swine.
Randy Swine. So,
yeah, Porky Powers, Little Mixie, and then it's just Thrill.
Right, but Powers has a different name this time, I think.
Are you sure? Pretty sure I was just reading the updated standings.
You know what? You might be right then. If you're reading the updated standings, I freaking love this. Let me find the picture of the pigs.
Well, yesterday on the podcast, people will hear when that comes out tomorrow, we were talking about Maris Farms and how much fun Cobb and
I had. You're right. Porky Powers.
All yeah.
Right, Porky Powers.
And then randomly when I was leaving, I saw our other buddy, Sean, that works here.
Randy Swiner.
Yeah, Randy Swiner. So I was leaving, and we were talking about Maris Farms, and I was like, yeah, I just plugged it on the podcast. It's so good. And he started telling me about the pigs, and he goes, they all have cute little pig names except Thrill. Thrills is just like the Thrill.
The Thrill.
And then he said, it's horrible, and it won't win a race. So I said, you have standings on this? And he goes, yes. I go, email those. So back there after you left, I go, man, Thrill hasn't won S this year. And the real Thrill's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, your pig, dude. It sucks.
The best part about all of it, you look at the pigs, and there's one pig that looks a little bit different than the others.
Yes.
Thrill's pig is black.
Well, that was the other thing. I heard he was kind of insistent that if they named a pig after him, it had to be black.
That's the best part. So I'm looking at all this, and I'm like, oh, look at all the pigs. And then we see there's only one black pig. And I'm looking at Sid, and I'm like, do you think they picked out a black pig and named it the Thrill? And she's like, I don't know. So now I'm having this weird moral dilemma that quite possibly, because Sid's best friend is part of the Maris family.
So right. You ask?
So now I'm in this weird thing in my head, and I'm not trying to cause problems, and I'm clearly not trying to cause like a race issue with Maris Farms, but I'm like, isn't Sid's friends and the people that run this racist? Like, did they think that this is funny to name Thrill's pig? To make Thrill's pig be a black pig. You know, the wheels are spinning. I'm like, it's funny, but I'm like, it's not funny if Thrill doesn't think it's funny. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of have this weird moral dilemma. So Sid's friend Jenny walks over and she's like, hey, did you see the pigs? I'm like, yeah. And somehow Thrill, I'm like, oh, that's too funny. You got Thrill's pig and that this pig. And I'm trying to think of a tactful way, but like, what's up, man? Did you pick out purposely a black pig for Thrill? And without her, she must have like had to preface this quite a bit because of the probably the fear of being viewed as racist or something, which is silly. I understand that. But she goes, yeah, Thrill made it very clear when we told him that he was going to have a pig. He was insistent that the pig needs to be black.
Yes!
So we had to find a black pig. I was like, oh.
Thank God.
And she looks at me and I'm like, I was just worried that you guys pulled a major racist move. And she started laughing. She's like, no. She's like, we ran it by him. And he's like, it has to be a black pig. I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, talk to her. I want a pig next year.
I will.
Yeah.
All right. Will we name the pig Smith?
Pig. The Ham Smith.
The Ham Smith.
I'll write that down.
The Ham Smith. Right. I will let Sid know to let Jenny know that next year there needs to be a The Ham Smith.
The Ham Smith.
The Ham Smith.
The Ham Smith.
The Ham Smith. All right, why don't we take a break? Ted, when we come back, I have the greatest email ever sent to us from a listener of the Megacast.
All right.
I'll just set it up by saying the person was definitely stoned when they sent this.
All right.
And quite possibly on Molly.
All right.
All right, when the Megacast returns.
Thank God for Gus and Ted and Steve. The Megacast will be back.
God.
It's become a full facial assault with big bushy beards on baseball players. Get ready for Hair-O-Ween. Hair-O-Ween. Playoff beards are taking over. over the postseason. The Red Sox, Indians, Cubs, Nationals, Dodgers, D-backs, Astros.
But not the Yankees.
Your TV screen just keeps getting hairier and hairier. Shaving supply sponsors are weeping like babies. It's the furriest thing you've seen. Well, since just about every Stanley Cup playoff, Halloween. Now playing through the World Series, Fear the Beard.
I'd love to ride a roller coaster. If that roller coaster's name is Ted. Ha. Ha. The Megacast is back.
It's out of control. Round and round. Upside down and down upside. Since you had to go. I've been on a roller coaster ride.
Ted, you see our boy Luke Wilson was in featured on the NFL Network. They talked about him.
No.
Do you know this guy by the name of Adam Rank?
Adam Rank?
He's on the NFL Network. I think he does like a lot of like fantasy football type stuff.
Then no.
Well, he...
I don't, to be honest with you, though, I don't watch a ton of NFL Network.
Oh, you're just anti-NFL Network now?
I mean, you know me. I'm not the biggest NFL guy.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, but, God damn it, Steve. Don't walk me down kneeling, not kneeling stuff. Jesus, man.
Next thing you know, you're posting like weird messages on Facebook about how women don't know sports.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. No.
Yeah, I don't know that we have time for that.
Sometimes you learn things about people that you've been friends with that you didn't know they were going to be thinking like the way that they think. And it's unfortunate, let's just say.
Yeah. There's a lot of that right now.
Yeah, dude.
There's people I follow on Twitter. I won't say what they do. I really like them. And I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, why are we going down these paths?
Yeah, I don't. I see a lot of posts on, you know, honestly, and it's not even about politics. This is a weird thing. And today, obviously, I don't know if you listen to this on a Wednesday, Facebook was down and the whole world was falling apart because people were having a hard time getting on Facebook. Yeah, I was like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I'll just go on Twitter or I'll just not do anything on social media. In fact, it's one less thing I have to worry about. Like today, we post something about Seinfeld on our BGM Migs page.
All right.
First comment, nobody likes Migs. I'm like, what does that have to do with... Like, I know. I think I had to like the comment because I just thought it was just so random. I'm like, I think like the post was Danny saying, "Hey, Migs asked as a homework assignment that I watch Seinfeld."
Danny, you know, doesn't watch Seinfeld.
He's never watched an episode ever.
Jesus.
Neither has Vicky. Dude, how old does that make you feel? That like nowadays millennials.
But how old is Danny?
Danny's 30, and Vicky's coming up on 30.
All right, I was gonna give Vicky a pass. Maybe not. Mike does it to me all the time. He's only 26.
And he knows nothing about Seinfeld.
No, could care less.
And Danny watched an episode and goes, yeah, it was okay. I mean, it was meh.
It's dated. It's, man, so dated.
I know, but I was like, which episode did you watch? And he told me one, and I was like, I don't even know that episode. Like, why didn't you watch The Master of My Domain? Or, you know, watch one of the iconic episodes first.
Yeah.
Get right into it. But it bums me out that we're now in a world where people don't know Seinfeld.
Yeah, Ben was the first one that used to call me out about it. Ben, really? Would always be like, dude, like, you
what's
gotta stop
the deal with Ted and Seinfeld?
No, he would just be like, you gotta stop bringing it up on the show all the time. Like, we're all getting old. Like, people don't get the references.
I don't want to live in a world where people don't get Seinfeld references.
Well, Steve, we're in it right now, dude.
I know.
All right.
I'm ready to take a knee for Seinfeld. I would, but my back hurts.
I will say this about the kneeling or not kneeling. I honestly do, and I do not like the Dallas Cowboys, but just despite Jerry Jones, and I'd like to see what would happen, I wish that Dak, Zeke,
like the stars.
Like the three stars. Yeah. I would like to really see them take a knee now and see what the Cowboys do. Like, all right, you really going to bench your starters and risk your season? Because I highly doubt they would.
I believe Tony Romo was encouraging that to happen, actually.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Oh, right. He probably would.
They're going to take me back.
So, yeah, there's a show on the NFL Network where Adam Rank talks about fantasy football type stuff, and it was kind of funny. I'm watching it, and it's funny that someone sent the message because I was totally seeing – I caught this moment where the guy's kind of clowning on Jimmy Graham's productivity. And,
all right.
And Luke's name comes up, which was like, oh, Luke. Luke's being talked about on the NFL Network. So here's what happened.
What about Jimmy Graham, 31st ranked tight end? Give him the strength that he really needs right now.
Well, this is the problem. Jimmy Graham, you used to be in the conversation with Rob Gronkowski as who is the best tight end in the game. But currently, you've scored less fantasy points than Luke Wilson. That's right. The guy from Wedding Crashers has scored more fantasy points than you.
Always got to go down the Wedding Crashers road.
Right?
It's a different Wilson. It's two L's in his last name.
Yeah, man.
Respect our friend.
Put some respect on his name.
You have given us Baba Ganoush, okay? I want you to run the house. You know what? Actually, that was Owen Wilson. But it doesn't matter. His brother.
And get your
Wilson. That wasn't
right.
Even the right Wilson, brother.
Adam,
damn.
Adam Rank, you suck.
Damn, man. Right. Luke Wilson, old school.
Luke was in old school, and I want you to play like your old school. The Washington Redskins, they've allowed the fifth most points to fantasy tight ends this season. You can do it this week, but you know what? We need to set achievable goals. This week, outscore Luke Wilson. Next week, Vince Vaughn. Next week, Will Ferrell. And then you'll finally be back to the old school Jimmy Graham. Oh,
man. He's working his way back. Do it for Doug. Doug Baldwin, game time decision. All right, how about Amari Cooper?
I got your back, Blue.
Funny thing is, he was right, because this was from last week. Jimmy Graham, he scored more than Luke Wilson this week.
Did he?
Yeah, he had that touchdown in the red zone.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I missed all that. I was taking a nap.
You missed the game because you were taking a nap?
Yes.
Ted, we have a bye week coming up. You could have taken that nap during this week.
I know, but I was getting back from one of my retreats. I don't sleep much there, so I always take a nap. But Seahawks fans, rest easy. When I nap during your games, you generally win.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to have to remember that. If they're not doing well, I'm calling you up and saying, close your eyes, Ted.
Like, go to bed, Ted.
Yeah, take a nap.
Take a nap.
Quick little power nap.
Take a nap.
Ted, time for you to take a nap.
By the way, outside of a child or a drunk buddy, when else would you be like, right? Those are the only two times. Like, it's not that unreasonable that at some point in our friendship, you'd be like, Ted, take a nap.
Right.
Like,
right.
Go lay down.
Like, if we're at, like, spending a weekend together.
Yeah.
Like, that's like summer meltdown or something like that. You know, yeah. Ted, you need a nap, man. You need a nap.
Why don't you go lay down for a minute, bud?
Dude, I did that at Munson's bachelor party. It was the second night, I think, night two of this bachelor party in Portland. And, or was it night one? It might have been night one because I worked. We were all wasted, and I'm fading. Like, I'm not feeling good. I don't have it in me. I just want to close my eyes. And I looked at everyone. It's like around 10:30 at night. And I look at them and I go, I'm going to go back to the room and take like a good 45-minute nap. And just text me where you guys are going to be, and I'll meet you there. And everybody was like, there's no way you're coming back.
Yeah, there's no chance.
The minute you close your eyes, you're not coming back. I'm like, just text me where you guys are going to be. One of you remember to do that, and I'll see you in about an hour, hour and a half. I need to take like a 45-minute nap, take a shower, get going again. Sure as ass, man. Set the alarm, set the wake up, woke up 45 to an hour later, took a quick shower, showed up to where they were. The look on everybody's faces was like, we did not think you were actually going to rally. I'm like, I needed a nap. I just needed a nap. I came.
That's impressive.
I got done with work and got in my car, drove all the way to Portland, and then we were go, 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 go. I needed that extra couple of minutes of sleep, and I felt like $1 million, and I ended up being up the latest.
Tell me they were sitting at the same bar and hadn't moved.
No, they went to a different bar. Yeah, yeah. That would have been awesome.
Right? You took a nap and came back, and it's like, you guys haven't even moved.
Oh, no, it was a Saturday because we went to the Portland Pickles game. Or like some beer fest at the Portland Pickles Stadium.
All right.
And so we're outside drinking all day, and I was just burnt out.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen to me this weekend.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to Dallas for the Texas-Oklahoma game to go and visit my brother.
Is this one of your yearly tailgating college football?
Right. We're trying to get the trip back going. So we're going down there. But the game kicks off at like 2:30, I think, local time.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, it's going to be like 90 degrees and like 60-70% humidity. So it's like, it's going to be hot. We're going to be drinking in the sun all day. Like,
you got to mix in a water.
Yeah. I'll mix in some waters, but I was telling somebody the other day, I have a bad feeling. I'm going to crash at like 6 or 7.
That's going to be a fun time.
Oh, I can't wait. And me and my brother haven't had a good trip, just the two of us, in a long time.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
We got an email from a member of the Mega family. And
all right.
I was reading this email and just cracking up. In fact, I must have missed it last week, but I got it now because it was sent to us on Sunday morning, otherwise known as Saturday night, October 1st, I believe, at 4:25 in the morning.
Oh, all right. So maybe they just roasted a bowl for 4:20.
It's from Grant.
The subject,
questions while high. High written in all caps.
Can I see the title?
Okay. It's a good one, man.
I like where this is headed.
Questions while high. Hey, guys. My buds and I all listen to the Megacast, and while we were high as F, we engaged in some spirited debates. The funny part is it makes it sound like past tense, while they were high as F, but it's very clear as you read this, he's still high as F.
Yeah, but, you know, it's 5 in the morning now, so maybe he was higher earlier.
That's a very good point. It got to the point, and he spelled it point, that we decided to take notes and send these debates your way to get your take on our pressing issues. I hope you guys will take a moment during the Megacast to address these issues.
All right, all right.
Please take into account that I'm currently high as F while sending this.
Okay, okay.
The sober version of me probably would say, hey, Grant, don't bug Ted and Steve with your dumb debates with your dumb friends. But alas, I am stoned. And maybe I'm Molly.
I was wondering why you thought that, but I like that he blatantly wrote that in there.
Well, wait. He goes, and maybe I'm Molly. Maybe not. I'm Molly. Maybe not. Dot, dot, dot.
All right.
And this version of me is saying, Grant, you emailed this to the Megacast. You email the F out of this. You demand answers to life's toughest questions.
Okay.
Without further ado, number one, do you recline the seat on an airplane?
Oh, never.
Oh, because you and I clearly are on the same page.
Yes.
Grant, on the other hand, not so much.
Oh, come on, Grant.
He goes, I do. It's my seat. I paid for it. My idiot friend refuses to and thinks it's rude. Yes, Grant, I'm sorry, and I hope you're not high right now so we don't ruin your high. It is rude, especially if the guy is 6'3" that's sitting behind you.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Nobody likes it when it happens to them. So it's like, if we all just agree not to do it, then it won't happen to anybody.
I don't think we should have reclining seats at all.
Right. They got to get it out of there. And, right. And this isn't just me saying it. Like, literally, if you look at the size of the seats, they have consciously made them smaller and smaller and smaller. The room for that is not there anymore.
So that they can then charge you an extra $25 to sit in a seat that used to be the regular seat that still doesn't have a lot of room to work with, but all of a sudden you feel like you got all this extra leg room.
Correct.
Right.
And keep in mind that it's taking you a half an hour, generally on average, to get someplace longer than it did in the 60s.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, a combination of things. Number one, there's a lot more planes, but number two is the planes are much heavier and move slower, and they fly slower to save gas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I believe you because I remember on my honeymoon, my buddy who's a pilot.
Yeah.
Just so happened, and it wasn't even intentional. He was flying the plane back from Hawaii when we were coming back, and he looked at us and goes, do you guys want to get home earlier than usual? And I'm like, yeah, of course we do. And he shaved a good 40 minutes off of that flight.
Yeah, they could, trust me, for the pilots, it's got to be kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
And it's just like in 2017, it's crazy that it takes us longer to air travel.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, so that's, okay, so you and I are on the same page with Grant's friends.
Yeah, man, don't recline that seat.
Quit it, Grant.
Come on, Grant.
I don't care how high you are.
Yeah, man. Don't do that.
All right, number two. Do you tip the person who hands you your carry-out food?
No.
See, I do now. And
really?
Well, it's because I like the person at the sushi place that I go to all the time. Like, A, Trappers, but there's another sushi place in Puyallup called Sushi Ari that we go to a lot. And we always eat at home. The lady there knows our order to the point where when I call and as soon as I start doing the order, she goes, is this my Steve? Which is hilarious because, you know, Sid's right there next to me on speakerphone. And it's like, she's like, should I be jealous that the sushi woman considers you your Steve? And I'm like, you know, we laugh about that. But so now I feel awkward. I don't know why I feel awkward, but I feel awkward not tipping. So I always tip.
I mean, I guess, yeah, they share the tips, right?
Yeah, and the sushi chef's still working.
Yeah, I feel like if I just pick up takeout, I don't.
I don't think you're wrong.
I don't tip, but you're right. If I go somewhere, like, if I go to Taco Del Mar and watch the dude make my burrito, I'll leave him a buck.
Right. But I sure as hell won't tip someone at Menchie's or at Black Bear, even though they offer that opportunity and the little sign-in thing. It's like, what did you do? What did you do other than ring me up? I had to do all the work myself. I had to put all the toppings on. I had to pour out the soft serve. Like, at what point are we just going tip crazy?
I'm with you.
All right, so let's see what Grant said. I don't, because all they're doing is handing me a sack of food. One of my friends will tip $5 at a restaurant no matter what the cost of the meal on takeout. He has money issues. He spent $5,000 on an engagement ring and the bitch said no. LOL, LOL, LOL. Grant's
going for it. I like that. He said, the bitch said no.
Grant's aggressive when he's hot.
Well, in Grant's defense, though, if this is his buddy and she said no, I'm sure they're all calling her a bitch now.
Very true. And I'm hoping that it's so far removed from when it happened that it's fun to laugh at now. I would imagine he was able to return the ring.
I hope so.
Right. I don't think she said no, but I'm keeping the ring.
Wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. All right. Number three. Third and final question. This is a good one, too.
These are good arguments to have while you're high.
And I hope Grant... Whenever you guys have, anyone actually who listens to the Megacast, if you have weird, stupid conversations and debates with your friends, send them our way.
Yeah.
Because it'd be fun. Email either myself or Ted. Yeah. Sometimes we don't even plan the show, and this is all we're doing.
Yeah.
All right. Do you leave a tip for the maid at the motel?
Yes.
Yes.
I do. I also leave a mess.
Right. And if marijuana's being smoked, I leave a tip every night. Like, yeah. Like when I've shared rooms with the donkeys or whoever, and there's like people are smoking, I'm like, I know people who have been dinged like the $200 fee for smoky rooms or whatever. I've never had that happen to me. And there have been times where it smells because I've left $20.
I'm with you. That's part of the reason I do it too. But also, like, I don't know. I always leave a bunch of beer cans and stuff. But yeah, if you're going to smoke in the room, like, definitely tip them.
And tip each time. Because you don't want to have that one maid. I mean, I used to think, oh, I'll tip on the last night. But you don't know. You don't know if it's the same maid. So you might as well take care of them all, especially if you're up to no good in that room.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you risk getting fined, tip every night. Even if it's not $20 each time. I mean, even if $5 or $10, it still goes a long way.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think Grant is a tipper or not a tipper?
I'm going to say he's a tipper on this because he smokes weed.
Grant says, I always do. But his reason has nothing to do with weed.
All right.
His reason is fantastic.
All right.
My theory is no one does that job because they love it. Seriously. You think those maids want to make a bed with two strangers that just boned on it? F no. They do it because they need the money. And if I have some extra money, I give it to them as a tip.
All right. I mean, I can't argue his thought process.
And then he has one last thing to say. Did I mention that my idiot friend Trevor spent $5,000 on an engagement ring for a girl that said no? LOL, LOL, LOL. Mega hugs from Grant.
I feel like this poor Trevor guy heard these jokes all night. You know, Trevor, I'm sorry, brother. They're not going to let it go for a while.
And if he's true in saying that all of his friends listen to the Megacast, Grant did that so that we could read it, and Trevor has to hear it again on his own time.
Yes.
Sorry, Trevor.
As if the heartbreak of this bitch saying no wasn't enough. Now Trevor's got to listen to his buddies, and now me just laughing mantically. Trevor, I'm sorry. This is a horrible thing that happened to you. In the long run, you don't need her, though. God, I wonder if they're together now.
We don't know. Grant might have just set us up for failure. Let's not forget. Alas, he is stoned. And maybe I'm Molly.
Maybe not.
All right, let's get out of here. I got to go to the chiropractor.
Is that going to be a new catchphrase?
Maybe.
I'm whatever it is.
Maybe not.
Ow.
Yes. That has to be our new catchphrase from now on. Maybe I'm stoned.
Maybe not.
Maybe I'm drunk. Maybe I'm not.
All right, Steve, I'm going to get Ted real quick.
All right, maybe my back hurts. Yes, it actually does.
Maybe Steve's a drummer. Maybe not.
Maybe not, depending on the day. All right, thank you guys for listening to the MegaCast. Ted, you get those 10.
One.
Maybe not. I like doing it this way. Ted's up to number 7.
8.
Comes a big chorus, Ted.
You can't control. There he is.
Yeah.
Don't go there on your own. This does sound awesome, Steve.
Dude, this is my
my band. I can't believe it.
It's great, dude.
I'm on drums, Glenn Cannon on guitar, Travis Brock on vocals from Second Coming, JT Phillips from Clover Jane on guitar, Jeff Rouse on bass. He plays with Duff McKagan and a bunch of other bands as well.
Yeah.
How funny is this? So if you ever seen the music video for the Bruiser Brody song, which is on YouTube, you see I'm playing wearing a Hold Steady t-shirt, one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
Jeff Rouse is currently on tour with Tommy Stinson, and the touring guitarist for that band is a guy named Steve that plays in the Hold Steady.
No kidding.
So I sent the video to Jeff. I had no idea this is actually, how weird is this? He's looking at the video. He goes, hey, man, I'm watching the video with the guy named Steve that's also in the band, the Hold Steady. He just wanted me to let you know, nice shirt.
That's awesome.
This is great. So come see us this Saturday night, the 14th of October at Studio 7. Bruiser Brody goes on stage right at 7 p.m. So get there early. We're the first band, and then a bunch of great bands are playing. Right after us is Van Epps. After them is our boy Wyatt Only and Wyatt Only in the Wreckage.
All right.
And I'm going to be jumping up on stage with them to do a song. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Then our band, man, The Last Internationale, they're going to be there playing my damn birthday party, which will be freaking fantastic. So, and then closing up the night, our boys in Windowpane.
Awesome.
It's going to be a great night of music. Oh, I'm really pumped. Bring extra money because we'll have our EPs for sale. We're supposed to get them in the mail by Thursday. We'll have t-shirts. We'll have women's underwear. It's going to be a good time.
Panties.
All right, Ted, as always, it's always a blast doing this podcast.
Yeah, man. Have fun this weekend, brother. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I might get drunk. Maybe not. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.